If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Dustin in Strongsville is next in the hot seat to take on Alyssa, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good. I have your five questions right here. After you answer them, and after Alyssa answers them, if you get more correct than her, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Dustin. In what sport would you have the slam dunk?
Basketball.
Question two. How many dwarves were there in Snow White?
Seven.
Question three. What is the main ingredient that gives gummy worms their chewy texture?
Not sure. Sucrose.
Did you say sucrose?
Yeah.
Question four. If you're a bird, then I'm a bird is a movie line from what movie?
I don't know.
Final question. The Emmy nominations were released yesterday. What TV drama received the most nominations with 27?
I don't know that one either.
All right, Dustin. Let's get Alyssa back in here. I'm throwing it this thing at the door so she knows to come back in. How's your summer going so far, Dustin?
Not too bad.
Thank you for listening to us. Alyssa is back in the studio. Her headphones are going on. Dustin in Strongsville.
Good morning, Dustin.
Morning.
He was off to a good start. He got the first two, but then not the final three. So let's see how you do in comparison.
Okay.
Alyssa, you need two to tie and three to win. Question one. In what sport would you have the slam dunk?
Basketball.
Question two. How many dwarves were there in Snow White?
Seven.
All right. So you have the tie.
Whew.
Let's see if Alyssa can get the outright win. What is the main ingredient that gives gummy worms their chewy texture?
Gelatin.
Gelatin is correct.
Yes!
How about that? If you're a bird, then I'm a bird is a movie line from what movie?
Oh, I don't know. Forrest Gump? No.
It sounds like it could be from Forrest Gump.
It does. It really does.
It's from The Notebook.
Mm.
Final question. The Emmy nominations were released yesterday. What TV drama received the most nominations with 27?
Severance
is dominated. Correct. Alyssa dominates today. She goes 4 for 5.
Whew.
Sorry, Dustin.
No problem.
Thank you again for having us on. And hang on the line. We're going to put you on hold. We will give you those big time rush tickets.
Oh, thank you.
I have Lynn in Willoughby Hills. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
We are almost ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let me give you the rules first. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I have
Got
your
it.
Five questions here. Lynn, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, it's known as the Peach State.
Georgia.
Question two, in the movie Up, what does Carl use to get his house off the ground?
Balloons.
Question three. In 1974, the Cleveland Indians hosted a disastrous promotion involving beer, which involved fans storming the field. How much was the beer that night?
10 cents.
Question four. The name of the artist who had a song called Gangnam Style in 2012.
I can picture it. I don't know.
All right, we'll move on to the final question, question number five. It's fine, you're doing very good. The Emmy nominations were released yesterday. What famous actor received his first Emmy nomination ever at the age of 83?
Steve Martin.
All right, Lynn, let's get Alyssa back in the studio here. The intercom is broke, so we'll wing that. So tell me about what you're doing today with your daughter.
I'm picking her up, and she's going to be going to Canton to be part of the flag football championships.
How about that?
With the Willoughby South team. Yeah.
How old is your daughter?
16.
How about that, Alyssa? Did you hear that?
No.
Lynn's daughter is going to be in the flag football championship in Canton today.
Oh, that's awesome. That's super cool.
And I heard I heard your daughter really want these big-time rush tickets as well.
She does.
All right. So, Alyssa, Lynn got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
You need 3 to tie, 4 to win. And if you win, you may disappoint a 16-year-old girl going to
Canton. Oh, come on. Don't put that on me.
Question number one. It's known as the Peach State.
Georgia.
Question two. In the movie Up, what does Carl use to get his house off the ground?
Balloons.
Question three. In 1974, the Cleveland Indians hosted a disastrous promotion involving beer, which involved fans storming the field. How much was the beer that night?
Oh, it's like 50 cents.
It's not like 50 cents. It's like 10 cents.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I can't even imagine. What a mess.
Two questions left. You still need one to tie. The name of the artist who had a song called Gangnam Style in 2012.
Psy? P-S-Y?
Yeah, Psy is correct. All right, final. And the Emmy nominations were released yesterday. What famous actor received his first Emmy nomination ever at the age of 83?
Ooh, Robert De Niro.
Good guesses by both of you, but it's Harrison Ford.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one.
Who received the Emmy nomination for his work in Shrinking. Which
that's
is
so crazy that he's never been nominated for one?
He's a movie guy.
He's a movie guy.
That makes sense.
And this is a TV category.
Yeah.
All right. Lynn, best of luck to your daughter.
Yes. Good luck down there today.
In the flag football championships.
We're rooting for
you. Thank you.
I don't know if you want to tell her before the game or after the game.
Don't tell her.
We're giving you those tickets to Big Time Rush.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. She's going to be so excited.